From the end of George Jeffries 29, George Jeffries woke up in Mount Druitt, Skyping with President Trump on election night 2020. Then Claire squirmed cross-legged on the bed, her fist under her cheek, watching George begin to watch the laptop, first results for Florida. Earlier, the papers were pointed with quotes from Trump that it was easy to win, hard to lose, especially for him. But she said, from your accounts of him, it was just as hard to win. He doesn't seem to be a man at home in danger. He swam for shore, fed the sharks poor General Flynn. Something as ludicrous as Russiagate was adequate to prevent dialogue with Russia. How will he be later? Tonight, asked George. Despite their own dry daylight, the time frame seemed to be American. He awaited more Skype, the even bigger chandelier. He said, I expect him to be honest, but he braced as if Trump, thinned to honesty, might need pity. All day the results bounced back and forth like tennis. The Florida palm trees swaying, then they rested with Trump, as did angry Iowa, Ohio, Texas. It is the panhandlers, said Claire, not exiles for Cuba. Although he may feel obliged to invade anything now a little bit Latina. He hasn't made the final numbers yet, said George. They've set him up by allowing unmarked postals in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia is pure Tammany. He'll jump it and declare early. You're right, my love, he doesn't hold his nerve. On cue, the Skype on his lap chandeliered alive. The East Room looked like a billiard hall, long tables, lozenge windows. George said, you were wrong. Your chandeliers looked bigger. Don't declare, they'll destroy the Middle East, arm NATO under Germany. It won't just be murdering one man. Trump said, I won't declare, I'll just call it my opinion. But if I don't make that speech, I will be done. They buy you off with a bullet in Washington. Claire said, tell him to wait for Michigan and Georgia. But the flags were already being layered up behind him. When he spoke, his tone was understated, nervous, with the underlying bitterness of a victor. I want to thank the American people. And then we won't stand for it. He had not turned off the Skype. George waited, but there was no more conversation, just the flags. Claire gripped and kissed his fingers. Gene Sharp might get his home-baked colour revolution. And George shut the laptop finally, as if it were a door.